Happy blackout, everybody.
We have not arrived because we are still social distancing and taking it a little bit more seriously now.
In my defense, nothing is our fault.
We realized after we posted the last podcast, we sounded a little bit ignorant.
Yes. So welcome back, everybody, to week 9. What the hell? But week 2 of our quarantine. And again, if we could give last week's episode a new title, we would have named it We Spoke Too Soon.
On every single level.
Because first of all, we are very aware that the coronavirus has escalated to a point where it's a very serious thing and it's affecting a lot of people. So, and don't get us wrong, we are fully aware of that now, and that's why we are doing our best to stay away from everybody, especially, my God, do not go see your grandparents.
No.
So we're really sorry that we made such a joke about it last week, because now it's really serious. And I know that everybody wants to be able to get out of the house, but you can't because of coronavirus. So stay inside, because the more we stay inside, the faster this will be done with, and we can all go out again.
However, you can take your one walk outside.
You can take your one walk. I heard something from my parents where they're like, yeah, one city's government, they're starting to give out citations because everyone is, quote, walking their dog more than they need to now. I'm like, people are trying to get out of the house, because if we don't get out of the house to walk the dog, this country will go insane.
Well, okay? I know for a fact I wouldn't be getting any tickets because I keep myself inside.
Renee is like, this is no adjustment to my daily life.
No, this is
not leaving my apartment for a week, not seeing the sun for a week.
That's
child's play. Also, on the note of we spoke too soon, we mentioned last week that we had been changed women. Two girls who hate texting had really begun
texting
guys. Like, we had found guys we were talking to. We could not have jinxed ourselves worse.
Yeah, we put it out into the universe a little bit too soon.
Fuck you.
They said no. And I wish we had our horoscopes from the other day out in front of us, but it was basically like,
we'll pull them up later.
Yeah, spend this time to better yourselves. You are the result of your mistakes.
Renee's horoscope begins with, I'm reading it to her, it begins with, Moonchild, you are the result of your own mistakes. And she and I are looking at each other like, oh, that hurts.
Yes.
I'm like, sorry.
Come on, dailyhoroscope.com.
Come on, dailyhoroscope.com. Don't do me like that. But yeah, we spoke a little bit too soon, and we are not texting to the extent that we were before.
Screen time is down.
Screen time is back where it belongs.
Run that back.
Renee has gone cold turkey on that texting life.
Yes.
And I respect you for it. I didn't mean that to sound like a question.
I respect you.
I just feel like those words coming out of my mouth, like, it wasn't what I wanted to say that I was questioning. It was, my brain was like, are you telling Renee that you respect her right now? Shut up.
Have you ever respected her?
Right? My brain is like, bitch, no.
That doesn't sound right.
So you guys could probably guess, to kick off our little weekly roundup, where did we go this weekend?
Chicago.
And I know you all saw that coming. Even though last week we said, don't get it twisted. We do not go to Chicago every single weekend. But we did last weekend because we were like, quarantine was happening. And I'm like, my mom is texting us like, you girls get back here. And we're like, okay. You ask and you shall receive. We are in the car. So at home, we were there for like 4 or 5 days. But, you know, obviously it gets to a point where, do not get me wrong, my family treated us
like
queens.
Yeah. We got a homemade cooked meal every night.
We 3 meals a day.
Yeah.
Homemade. My parents turned up to supply the claws.
Yep.
We ended up going and getting a box of wine because I'm like, we're going to run them dry.
Claire was asleep on the couch. I was next to her the other day. I hear her dad go.
It's like 4 p.m.
Yeah, he's talking to her mom, Corey, as you know. He goes, Corey, if you need anything, I'll just give the girls cash and they can go to the store and get whatever you need. And then he turns, he goes, I'm a little worried about their claw situation.
It's in our white claws.
Yeah, we'd finished off so many boxes. He was so concerned.
The night before, my mom sends Renee and I to the grocery store and goes, you girls get something to make a salad. And we were like, okay, yeah, we'll go get stuff for salad.
Loud and clear.
We come back with two, like, 40-ounce Four Locos.
It wasn't even a regular Four Loco. It was like a Four Loco seltzer, I don't even know
First
how to describe this taste.
It was the size of my calf. Like, this thing was enormous.
And her calves are big.
Fuck you. I have a petite calf.
She has petite calves.
So we get these Four Locos that are black cherry hard seltzer flavor. So we figure, you know, it's probably going to be something along the lines of a White Claw black cherry. And I'm going to be straight up honest with all of our listeners because I am not interested in a Four Loko sponsorship. I mean, maybe. Mm. But this tasted like ass. I've never drank something so bad in my life.
It tasted like Pepto-Bismol mixed with Welch's, like, grape juice.
And try that, but fermented. Like, it was so bad.
Yeah.
So you can imagine our disappointment when we went out to go get salad and we came back with ass water, okay, but carbonated. And so for anybody out there who's thinking to themselves, you know what? I might want to try that Four Loko seltzer. Don't drink a regular White Claw,
a Truly,
and shotgun a Red Bull. Go scuba diving. Does anybody here know what scuba diving is? Well, anybody here? It's just me and Renee. Okay, well, it's when you take a Red Bull and you poke a hole in the bottom of it like you're going to shotgun it.
I legitimately thought you were asking if I knew what scuba diving was.
No, not the real scuba
diving. Yeah, I legitimately was like,
Claire, probably also don't know. So anyways, you take a Red Bull and you poke a hole in the bottom like it's a beer and you're going to shotgun it. But instead of shotgunning it, you don't open up the top yet, you pour a little bit out of the hole and you pour vodka in. And you shake it up and then you put it to your mouth. And you know what it's called?
Oh, yeah.
It's called snorkeling. So that's my bad. And then you chug the vodka Red Bull. Some people call it a Russian shotgun or snorkeling, not scuba diving.
Not scuba diving.
But no, it was nice to be home for a little while, get kind of, you know, some good family time in.
Yeah.
Renee obviously had to intrude on that. But while we were home, my mom showed us this comedy sketch. Her name's Kathleen Madigan and it's on Netflix. She showed us this, and there's this part where she's talking about going to see her parents down in Florida, and she's talking about how they're at like she's at a Target with her mom or something, and her mom goes to pay in the checkout line and all of her credit cards are individually wrapped in tin foil. Her mom pulls one out and unwraps it, and she kind of goes, are we not gonna talk about this, Mom? She's like, what do you mean? She goes, I saw on TV that there are ray gun people who go around and shoot the ray gun and collect the information off of your cards. They could shoot right through your father's ass and steal all of his information. So we're listening to this, and of course, Renee has to go, reminds me of my dad.
And, you know, let's not completely discount her mother. There could be some truth to that.
I mean, Renee and I love the good. We don't call ourselves conspiracy theorists. We are conspiracy realists, and we will touch on that another time.
Yeah, so I realized in this moment that maybe like 10 years ago, my dad had on his Christmas wish list a sterling silver wallet. And so I bought him the sterling silver wallet.
You go to Tiffany and get him a wallet.
Yeah, so I get this wallet, and he's like, oh, I'm so excited. And I'm like, why did it have to be metal? And he's like, well, you know.
I'm a cowboy.
Okay. You ready to go, cowboy? Yeah. He's like, so you haven't heard.
As if you're so ignorant.
I know. I'm like,
you're like what? 10 years old.
What, Dad? What's happening? He's like, well, there's people that, yeah, exactly what she said, can go around and take your information
with the ray guns.
With the ray guns. That's exactly what he said. Probably not verbatim, but like pretty close.
Sir Apocalypse, yeah. Prepared father. So who's surprised?
Yeah.
So you guys went ahead and got him one.
Yeah, we did. And it kind of got worn out, so we had to get him a new one. He's still on that train.
Also, before we kind of continue with our weekly roundup, we do want to say shout out DC and Iowa.
Yes.
Y'all been added to the list.
I have more family in DC, and I hope
again it's not, it's not them. But also, we love every week to see that we've added a new state. So I don't care if you are a regular listener, if you are disobeying quarantine and traveling like you shouldn't, go ahead and throw on that podcast across a couple states. I'm kidding. Stay at home. Also, a couple other shout outs. First of all, I want to shout out my cousin because she's been a really good listener and she tells her boyfriend to listen. So I think that that's really sweet. Also, our friends from home
are so good to us.
Hold it down
for
us. So Lindsay, Lizzie, Natalie, all of you guys, everybody except Amanda, because I don't think she's listened to a single episode.
Heyo.
If she has and does, then I guess this will be a big giveaway to her because I will get a text. But if not, oh my God, also Marie,
yes.
Our queen. But yeah, if Amanda listens, and I guess this is the way I'm going to find out. Love you still, always.
But listen to my podcast.
Listen to my fucking podcast. I told you. Also, you know, clearly we're in a state of quarantining this country. During this time, we are asking all of you to check on your friends in quarantine because some people are starting to lose it. Some people are starting to kind of lose a grip on reality. And so that's why we are just encouraging everybody, please check on your friends. Make sure they're doing okay. For example, I, the other day, was sitting at home. I'm with Renee and my mother. And I see I have this Instagram notification from a couple hours ago. I go to click on it. I see that this, what appears to be a middle-aged man, has commented on one of on my most recent photo, the following poem. Close your eyes and see me there in your dreams. Hear the whispers of the words I speak softly from my heart to yours. Imagine my hands on your shoulders, gently rubbing and touching you. Listen to the breathing and the sounds of love coming from the depths of your heart. It is there I am, with you always. Okay. So this guy, Marin,
shout out you,
has gone off the deep end. Check on your friends.
Marin, if you're out there and you're listening, please know that we're here for you.
Renee and I spend the entire weekend everywhere we go, Marin, and turn around because we're like, he's fucking with me always. So he must be
hands
here.
On your shoulders.
We were driving the other day and somebody was slow in front of me. I'm like, never did I think we would be tailing Marin in a Subaru.
Marin drives a Subaru?
That's crazy. Nice. But especially to everybody and every one of my parents' friends listening, don't let your friends do this to 22-year-old girls' Instagrams.
No.
The next thing, I am follow this guy on Instagram. I met him when I was in Las Vegas for Summer League. His name is DJ Nice.
Nice.
He was one who just, you know, we were at Summer League and he was like, you want somewhere to party tonight? I got you. And I was like, oh, yeah, for sure. He posts this screenshot to his Instagram and goes, dear world, check on your local promoters, DJs, and hosts. We are not okay. Help. If I ever got you in free to any of my events this year, Cash App me $20 in quotations, entry fee, and we'll call it even. Sincerely, the entertainment of y'all's lives.
DJ Nice.
And I was like, check on your promoter friends because they are not okay.
Not.
This man said it as a PSA. Check on your promoters and your DJs.
we are not okay. Cash App me $20. I'm like, dude, I bartend. Cash App me $20. Every time I've given you a drink, $20 now. I would be set for life.
You know who's probably doing really well right now?
Uber Eats or
Arbonne. Everyone's on social media right now.
Everyone's on social media looking to join a pyramid scheme. Everyone is trying to join a pyramid scheme right now.
They want the morning birthday.
Whoa. They want that morning birthday.
That morning birthday cake protein shake. That's a mouthful.
Also, we forgot to do it. We don't have claws this week because, as my dad said, he was nervous about our claws situation. Mm-hmm. He should have been. We're out of claws. We're drinking wine, but instead we're going to one-up it just to keep in that quarantine spirit, and we're going to take a shot of Fireball.
If you hear a, it's just me puking.
It's just Renee throwing up, but also my shot glasses are dirty, so we're taking pulls, baby. So just
But don't do this.
Don't.
Okay. We've been with each other for like 2 weeks straight. That's our quarantine, which is quarantine. Nothing out of the ordinary.
No, wait, do not share bottles of liquor with other people. She and I never leave each other's side. We technically, probably on the U.S. Census, would count as one person.
Probably.
So this is why it's okay to do. Also, if you're under the age of 21,
go into your parents' liquor cabinets and grow up. You know there's a chalice.
This is a
lock-in
somewhere.
You know
that there's a chalice of
somewhere.
Gin.
Somewhere.
If your parents don't have a chalice of gin, did you grow up correctly?
No.
No. All right. Cheers.
A chalice could be a water bottle, too.
A chalice could be a
water
bottle.
Yeah, don't get a wealthy picture in your mind.
This is your Fireball ASMR. How was
that? That's a nice one.
Yeah, it's warm on the inside.
Fireball is weird because mostly in high school, that was a thing.
Yeah, and you're like, ooh, where's the Diet Coke to chase?
It's not like UV Blue in the sense where everyone stopped drinking it after high school.
No, it's like everybody slept on it, and now it's like, where's Fireball?
Where's my cinnamon whiskey?
Where is my favorite cinnamon whiskey? Renee pulling up to the party, grabbing a handle of Captain and dropping a couple of Red Hots in there, being like, oh, I love Fireball. But I'm not going to lie. Y'all want to save some money right now during this quarantine. You don't want to pay your heating bill. Shut that heat off. Drink some Fireball.
Why can't we speak today?
Drink some Fireball and warm yourself from the inside out and hopefully keep your verbal shit together.
I think I read a book in middle school that...
Are you sure?
Just was one
it,
book.
Was it Audible? The best way...
No, but I read a book in middle school that talked about this guy drinking to stay warm while he was trapped under something in Antarctica.
It sounds like me making excuses for myself not paying my heating bill.
Anyways.
So we are going to do a little segment for you guys kind of on what we've been doing during quarantine to stay busy, keep our mind, body, soul active. And kind of like a list of suggestions for you. I will preface this with, we, during the next week, are going to come up with, for ourselves, a quarantine bucket list. Yes, we will share with you all, and I would love, and she would love,
yes,
if you all shared your progress and your results. I don't care if it's on our Instagram, which is In Our Defense Pod, not podcast pod, on Instagram, tag us. Or an email to in.our.defense.podcast@baby.com. @gmail.com, baby. And send us what you guys are doing from our bucket list to keep occupied, or send us what you guys are doing that's not on there. Send us any suggestions. We want to help everybody make sure that they are staying busy.
Plus, I'm sure you have way better suggestions than we will have.
Yes, so... To kick off our quarantine fun time suggestions, Kumon. If anybody was looking to do some extracurricular math, which I know most of you are, Kumon, the best way to keep your mind sharp and your body sharper.
Okay.
Kumon.
I have a count how many glasses of wine you can really get out of a box of wine.
So Renee and I got a box of Franzia. It says 36 glasses.
Yeah.
We have been keeping a tally. We are currently at 8, and the box feels very light.
We hoisted it into Claire's car to drive home from Chicago yesterday, and I put a little bit too much force in my arm.
A little too much mustard on it?
Yeah, I thought it would take a lot to pick up, but it just felt like I was holding a book.
So we will report back next week, obviously, and let you know how many glasses we got out of it, but we're kind of estimating it's going to be 12 at most, which means that we're all being lied to. So go ahead and it's not on us. It's on them. So go ahead and figure out for yourself, how many glasses of wine can you get out of a box?
How many licks does it take
to get to the center of the Franzia? Let us know what your guys' experience was. Next thing I have down here is learn a new skill. Juggling. Tai Chi. Personally, I have taken it upon myself. I want to learn that. I think it's a Russian dance. You know, when you're squatted down on the ground, arms crossed, and you kick your feet out.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it looked easy after I saw the Polar Express, and I tried to do it myself. And for some reason, it wasn't very easy. So, very easy. It wasn't very easy. Neither was saying that. So I have taken upon myself to start doing some squats, get that quad strength up so that I may participate in the Russian dance.
And I'd just like you to know that me and Claire both have Taekwondo karate experience.
I'm a purple belt, and I'm not trying to flex. I'm just being honest.
I didn't have belts.
It's all
about positive reinforcement.
I have won a kumite. So
anyways.
That's that.
Next one I have is watch videos of Selena Gomez singing live on a loop and see how long it takes for you to kill yourself.
Selgo, the best singer of all time.
I am so sorry if there's a Selena stan listening to this. You can't listen to her live
because
that slaps.
Renee and I have looked up Selena Gomez live highlights and we're like,
they're
okay.
A low light.
We are better than this.
You ever heard Taylor Swift sing live? I'd take that over any Selena Gomez.
I would take that over any Selena Gomez any day. Next on my list, I have do your laundry, because I know you'll have some. It's probably only been 7 weeks and you're surprised when there's more laundry to be done. Go ahead and do that. That's what I did this weekend at home. I was like, finally, I'm at my parents' house. I'll bring all my laundry. I won't have to go into my creepy cellar murderous basement where I'm like swapping away brown recluse spiders dripping from the ceiling just to wash my darks. So I did my laundry, and I know you all have some too.
And actually, her dad put all of her clothes in the dryer. If you're actually woman or man, you probably understand there's so many things that cannot go in the dryer.
I need to give a PSA. I love my father. He is always trying to help me out by moving my laundry over. But I don't dry my clothes in the dryer. I air dry them because otherwise they get destroyed. So you can imagine my surprise time and time again when I come upstairs and I see, well, my clothes are in the dryer and it's done. So they've been in the dryer for 2 hours.
And suddenly your tube top looks like a piece of tape.
And suddenly my piece of tape is unwearable. More accurately. Suddenly my baggy sweatpants are leggings. And I don't understand. Why it's so tight across my ass when I bought them loose.
Probably were doing a lot of squats. That must be it.
That's my quarantine. That's next. No, it's not. My next suggestion is cover yourself in marker and try and wash it all off. I can guarantee this will take up a lot of your time. Go find a non-toxic marker brand. Color your whole body in marker. And get into the shower, get your loofah, and get your scrub, and try and get that marker off. You will have to pause, get out of the shower, sit in your chair, cry, wait for the water to heat back up. But at the end of the day, you think, you know what? Got something done today.
Exfoliating check.
Exfoliating check. That's how you know you took a good shower. If you covered yourself in marker, and you got it off.
Your face is still completely red.
You go to Skype into work the next day. They're like, who's that kitty cat? You're like, meow.
Meow.
Covered in your black markers, now like blue.
I have to bring up how I had a meeting from work on Friday. Mm-hmm. So we use Google Hangouts, not Zoom. Don't at me. Yeah, so I've been working on my bed. I have a desk in my apartment, but my roommate's been using it, and I didn't really care because I couldn't grab my other screens from work, if you know, you know. So I've been working on my bed all week. I just have my mouse pad sitting on my mattress, the mouse on top.
Yeah, I know. I dropped that mouse a couple times.
And so I see about an hour before this conference, the owner emails all of us and said, please go through the video conference and not through the voice. And I was like, well, this...
You just signed my death certificate because that's not happening.
No, so
consider this my 2 weeks.
So I had this cardboard box from when I took all of my stuff from work. Uh-huh. And so I just set the cardboard box gently on my mattress and put my laptop on top of that. So when I had to move, the computer wasn't moving with my thighs. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
So she appeared to be stationary as if she were to be using a desk.
As if I was in a chair. Any chair at all.
And that's how you get out of Zooming or Google Hangouting with your boss. My mom had a similar experience where she was working online and one of her friends was texting her, be careful because we can hear you. My mom's like, I see the mute icon on the bottom of my screen. Why isn't it working? So my whole family had to tread lightly as I will randomly pop into the room and disclose horrible information with my mother. I had to make an effort not to. Lucky for her, I was probably napping during this whole time.
Yes. Oh, but what I was going to say is you can make TikToks, but
I
prefer you not to because that's our thing now. If you want to follow Frankenbone, FrankenBone. Why did you do that as if I wouldn't know how to spell bone?
Because I got worried about you.
Yeah.
But just, like, stay off TikTok. No, stay on TikTok. Don't create any more because we're trying to flex.
You want to shout out your handle?
It's... But anyways, go ahead and take a gander at our TikToks.
We say listen when we're talking about TikToks, but then we say viewers when we're talking about our podcast. We make no sense.
My mom is always like, it's listeners, Claire, not viewers. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Cut every time I say viewers out? Our podcast wouldn't make sense.
Well, listeners has two S's and viewers only has one. And you know we have lisps.
Viewers. Lisps.
Quarantine.
Coronavirus. Oh, no.
I'm sorry. My next thing on our list is grow a seasonal vegetable.
What season are we in?
Spring.
Yeah, but carrots.
Okay, hold on.
Radishes.
Did anybody listening expect me to do the research on what is seasonal? No.
Me.
Go on. Well, that doesn't count. Go online, look up what veggies are seasonal. And what seeds can I order on Amazon and become a gardener?
You ain't got the Midas.
What?
Everything you touch turned to gold? No one? Just me?
Anyway. Moving on. My next thing on my list, and this I cannot stress enough. Sorry, Renee, but call your grandparents. I'm sorry.
She says sorry because I don't have any grandparents left.
But I hate to say beside the point. Because I'm sorry. But
are you?
Yes. But call your grandparents because guess what? You think you're bored? Your grandparents are way more bored. Okay? Call your grandparents. I don't care if it's for 5 minutes and then you have to go. That's fine. Call your grandparents. Don't go see them. Call them and ask how they are because your grandparents are the backbone of our country.
The backbone.
The backbone.
Speaking of family.
Oh, no.
Here we go again. My cousin started following me on Instagram about maybe a couple months ago.
She's 16.
I think she's 16. I haven't I'm just going to preface this. I haven't seen her in over a decade. It's been a while. Like, they've had dogs come and go between...
A minute, to say the least.
Yeah, she DMs me and... Sorry if you're listening to this.
I'll blur that out.
She DMs me, could I have the number to your cellular device? And I'm like...
I didn't realize I was in seeking arrangements.
She's from Canada, so maybe it's different there, but...
Probably not.
No, probably not. So I posted a TikTok one day on my Instagram story.
Casually.
She responds to my TikTok, capital D, damn, period. I'm sorry, but...
She saw so much cake on her screen, she couldn't help herself.
She saw so much cake. And correct me if I'm wrong, that's kind of weird. Damn, period.
It's a little bit of a weird vibe.
And then she went, who's the other girl? And I didn't respond, it was Claire.
Renee is like, I want all the smoke, Claire.
I want literally all of the smoke. A majority share of the smoke.
As I was saying, I should have known better than to try and drink during that. Moving on. Another suggestion, if you're a sports fan especially, watch old highlight reels. You want to know how many amazing all-time athletes that I have watched the highlight reels of? I have made it all the way down to Gerald Green's.
Not Gerald.
Highlights. And that's no smoke to Gerald Green. It just tells you how many great people I've gone through and how much time I have left. Which is very little.
Ignore your parents until they send you a meme they saw on Facebook that originated on Twitter 10 years ago. It says, why you so... why you so unresponsive?
Why you not social distance?
Today my mom sends me a... she sends me a GIF. I know it's GIF, but I'm going to say
GIF.
First
she sent you a text.
Yes, first she sent me a text that said, how was your day? And I didn't respond. Three minutes later.
Could you imagine?
No.
Somebody texting you, how was your day? Especially your mother. It's like, get a life.
Get a clue. Yeah, so then 3 minutes later, she texts me a GIF of a kangaroo looking down at a phone. And the like text in the GIF is, how was your day?
I can also say my mom has been sending Renee and I memes all day. I would also like to point out that Renee has responded to my mother before her own.
That's true. If you do want to see the response I gave her mother, do check out our Instagram.
Do check out our Instagram because we posted that shit.
We did. That was my response.
The next two things on my list. One, I have make a video compilation of your life. And I put this on here because Renee knows I do this all the time.
She's fantastic at it.
Okay, it's part of my job, which is why I'm so good at it. I make so many video compilations of like my different years of college and things like that. And I set it to horribly offensive music. And my friends love to watch it because it's just like all of our like, I wouldn't even say highlights, but maybe our lowlights.
Definitely more of a low light.
Definitely reel. More of a low light, but they are like, it's so fun to just go through all of your old videos on your phone, create that highlight reel of your life. I swear to God, it's fun. The next one I have.
Oh, wait. On that note, delete all of your screenshots that you deem unnecessary right now.
Oh, my God.
That'll save you so much space.
If you're anything like me, you screenshot everything you see because you're like, I'm going to need to use this later. And then you don't. Free up your phone space. Delete your screenshots. The next thing I have on my list. Try drinking a different type of liquor and see if you can convince yourself you like it.
What kind of liquor were you thinking
of? So put it this way. When it comes to hard liquor, if you're a vodka drinker, try whiskey. See if you can convince yourself, I like drinking this.
Well, I already know I can drink vodka and cinnamon whiskey. So I think that's all I really need.
What do you want, a cookie? Because every white girl in America can. But like, try gin. Try mixing it up and see if you can, through the right combination, convince yourself that you like this other type of liquor.
And you know, maybe I'll try that with tequila during this time, but I'm going to say...
No, not with me present, because I'm not trying to get puked on.
Well, I'm thinking then maybe I'll get the chance to see how it is to clean up a tequila puke.
There you go.
Finally, like I'm right in the bar.
I would like to describe this as being a freshman in college and being an exploratory studies major.
Ayo.
And you're trying to figure out, can I make myself like this for the rest of my life? And you don't know, but you are going to find out.
All right, next one. Go to all of your Snapchat friends, start typing, and then never send anything.
And see how many respond.
Yeah. Can you imagine? It's like your fourth grade teacher that you asked on,
on Snapchat.
Anyways.
You had a different childhood once again than I did. But this is like kind of like a move that a lot of our friends and I love to do, is when you're into somebody, you don't want to hit them up. You're like, I can't. You start typing on their Snapchat and then you never send anything. And the good ones will come back and be like, what was that?
Sorry.
And you'll be like, you'll be like, wait a minute. I didn't send anything. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Oh my God, this is so crazy that you're hitting me up right now. I was just thinking about you. What's up? But just go through all of them. Give them that Renee Franken is typing. And then never send anything and see how many respond. That could be so fun.
Frankenbone is typing. Okay, my next one is mercilessly DM celebrities, which you've already heard of us doing.
Everybody right now,
go to Jamie Lee Curtis.
Go to Jamie Lee Curtis on Instagram and blow JLC up until she has to acknowledge us. If we have one guest celebrity,
it's going to have to be
JLC. It's going to be JLC. We will not have a celebrity. Mark my words. We will not have a celebrity on this podcast until Jamie Lee Curtis walks before they can run. Okay. That being said, if any other celebrities are feeling inclined, hit us up and then get Jamie Lee involved and you can be number two.
Who knows Jamie Lee? Her circle is small. I know it.
You know she keeps her circle closed. So if you have any in to JLC, please. We will probably pay you for the connection. The last one on my list of things to do for fun during quarantine is write haikus.
It's
575. every one of our listeners, please double check that. I have found myself writing a lot of haikus. Bored at home. Wish there was something else to do.
Yep, it's 575.
Found mom's liquor cabinet. And that's the haiku.
All right, next we have learn all of the words to Tyson Flow. And none of you know what this song is.
It's by a man called Tay 600. Should I tell them how we discovered him?
Yes, tell them.
This man slid into my DMs on Instagram. I go to his page. He has a bunch of rapping videos. There's one where we're like, oh my God, that song's
that
kind
song
of
slaps.
Fire. We tried to look up the lyrics and find it online. We couldn't. So eventually.
It wasn't on Genius.
Lyric Genius.
It's a little bit provocative. So listen with your own discretion.
If you're under the age of 26, you'll like it. And I DM'd him back and I was like, okay, Loki, what is the name of this song? Because we can't find it and we're like
kind of into it.
And he sent me the link to the SoundCloud, and it's called Tyson Flow by Tay 600. And now it's on Apple Music and Spotify, and this song literally smacks.
Wait, but now that we're talking about songs that smack, I also want you to all... This song has been well received by my friends that like rap. They like
all
hip-hop.
Yes.
They like classical.
And
like,
also, all of my friends who are strictly rap.
Yeah.
And like, it'll change your life.
It's called Cold, C-O-L-D, by Boy in Space.
B-O-Y, INSPACE.
And there were spaces between each of those.
Yeah, but also, if you guys go and give it a listen, if you don't like it, then I'm sorry that you're one of the four who don't. But I think that even, okay, you got to give it a chance. Because when you first turn it on, it's not going to sound like something you want to listen to, but it will be.
If you don't like it, then there is a remix. It's the Vinai remix, V-I-N-A-I-I.
V-I-N-A-I, I believe.
Yeah. And that one, if you like EDM...
then that will smack your taste.
I just want to tell you, because this song deserves a little bit more credit. And we've
been, cheers to that.
And we've been really thinking about it.
Our dear listeners, we could not love you more.
We love you so much.
So much. And when we say that...
we mean
you
it.
You don't understand how much we mean it. We love our listeners.
We're just two girls from Indiana.
We are not from Indiana.
We are not from Indiana.
We are two girls who are living in Indiana. Bored. And I know y'all are fucking bored, so just send us in some more questions. So here is our viewer mail. Here's the first question we got this week. It says, hello, ladies. What are your thoughts on mulch versus wood chips in the context of yard maintenance? Dash Nick from Chicago. So here's the problem.
What's the problem?
Nick from Chicago is my dad. Okay. And earlier this week, my dad goes, have you checked your podcast email recently? I told some of my friends about it and you might have a new message. It's him. It's him.
Can I just say that her dad wants to be a guest star on our podcast so bad.
So
we can talk about how much better his lawn is than all of yours.
He is so pissed we don't talk about lawn care and won't answer his lawn care questions. He has taken upon himself to be like, I'm starting my own podcast and it is called My Lawn is Better Than Yours. I'm like, that's great. You get that middle-aged male demographic, but
I'm
that
sure
is not us.
Yeah.
I'm sure. So thank you, Dad. What are our thoughts on mulch versus wood chips in the context of yard maintenance? I know that mulch can be kind of stinky, but I also remember the time my dad bought wood chips that were too big, and my mom said that all of her friends were making fun of her yard. So my dad had to remove all of the large wood chips and replace them with smaller ones around the base of all of our yard trees.
So what age do you have to be where your friends start like ridiculing you about the size of
your
chips
that surround the base of your trees in your yard?
That's
I don't want to ask, because if I'm 22, Renee is 23, for some reason people think that we are so old.
And so we are young.
We are young. So I don't want to know how old you have to be for that, because I'm afraid it is shockingly close. Here's our next question. Hi, guys. So have any of the guys that you've gone out with from Hinge listened to the podcast? As a guy, I feel like that would kind of be a slap in the face if I found out that's why you went out with me. Even more so if our date was one of the ones that you thought went horribly. Thanks.
Well, that's an excellent question.
That's an excellent question, because I can tell you, first of all, you guys know, if you've listened to previous episodes, that Renee told the old men that we went out with the name of our podcast again. Sorry if you're listening. But there's another guy that I was talking to through the app who I gave the name of the podcast to, because he seems like cool and normal. And honestly, he came back and his only thoughts were, you guys are wild, but really well-spoken. And I was like, whoa, not what I was expecting at all. So yeah, guys that we've gone out with have probably listened to this, but do we go out on Hinge dates and say, go listen to this podcast? No.
I just recently put my podcast, our podcast, on my profile.
Hinge profile.
And I was like, if you listen to the podcast, I might respond to you. And I've actually gotten a few responses that are like, oh my God, he pissed in your bed? And I'm like, that wasn't me, but thank you for listening.
Thank you for acknowledging that that was messed up.
Yeah.
Who cares? If somebody listens to the podcast and they're like, oh, that's why this girl's on Hinge, what are you going to do? Unmatch?
I dare you.
So here's our last question. It says, I've been talking to this guy for about 2 weeks, and things have been going really well. We had been texting all the time, but within the last couple of days, things have been ultra different. He seems distant and isn't responding that much, and I don't know if it's something I did or not, but the whole vibe has changed. Should I keep trying to text him and figure out what's up or no? Thank you.
So me and Claire were talking about this the other day. We think one of our first thoughts is that they were talking to multiple or one other girls.
Yes.
And then they finally were like, I just want to talk to them, but they didn't want to tell you that.
Yes. So here's the thing. Our first thought, I remember talking to one of my guy friends, and he was like, yeah, sometimes when that happens, it's because that guy is talking to multiple girls at the same time, and somebody stood out as a front runner. And he was like, it isn't anything the girl does, and there isn't anything else she can do. It's just that some girl has caught his attention. And like another thing we were thinking about is like, we would love to think that men are that calculated, but and they're like, oh my God, if you text a girl nonstop for 2 weeks and then you stop, she's going to be in love with you. Men are not that calculated.
No.
They stop texting you for a reason. And it's usually because they found a girl that they were more interested in. And that's just like the avenue that they're pursuing right now.
Because I know me, as well as other girls, we've like stopped texting a guy so they'll give you more attention. That's not the case in this scenario, because I feel like guys just do not think about that.
No, they don't. And here's the other thing. Renee and I both have guys in our phone right now, especially ones that we talk to through dating apps, where we have completely just cut off. And they have sent maybe 7 to 10 extra texts in a row, like asking what they did wrong. And the thing is, I'm not trying to be mean by not responding. I just, A, I don't have the energy. And B, what am I supposed to tell you? I'm interested in somebody else more, and you just didn't make the cut. I feel like that's mean. So instead, I'm going to pretend like I died.
And it's like they never did something wrong.
It's just that you're not that interested. Like, sometimes maybe they did do something a little bit wrong.
But and if they do, just say that. But if that's not the case, then...
Yeah. Oh, if they did something wrong, like say somebody was like a misogynist or like something like that, then be like,
we've done that.
Yeah, no, we have straight up told guys, well, I don't think that you have any respect for women in the workforce in this country. So no, because here I am paying my bills. But also, if this man decides, maybe because it's quarantine, this life is so different. Every girl is going to be experiencing men resurfacing into their lives because they are bored. They want somebody to talk to. They want somebody who's going to talk to them. If this man comes back to you within even a couple of days or a couple of weeks and hits you up, you can guarantee he's not showing immense interest like he was before again, because he is really interested. He's showing immense interest like before again because either A, he's bored, or B, things fell through with the girl that he put as front runner. It's like being on The Bachelor and the girl that he wanted to marry walked out. He didn't follow her. And now he's like, hey, baby, let's make this work.
Yeah. And you know, that sucks to hear.
That's how it
ended between you and whatever person. But
probably Jared.
Probably Jared or Kyle or
Kyle.
Yeah, like it does suck, and I will not discount that. But the fact is, guys have more of leeway to talk to multiple girls at once.
Shout out all of our girl listeners out there. Be the man. Sit there and be like, yeah, I'll hit you up once a week when I'm bored. And I know you might be really bored otherwise, and that's why you go on dating apps. Find guys you're not that interested in and spend all of your time getting the unnecessary attention that you feel the need to have from these men that you have no feelings for. So that when it comes to the guy that you actually like, you don't need to hit him up. You don't care because you've gotten your weekly dose of attention, and you can just let him sit there and be like, why isn't Caitlin snapping me back? You know? Anyways, we encourage
all of our listeners, please write us in. Let us know what you are doing for fun during this quarantine.
I know you have extra time right now, so there's no excuse.
There's no excuse not to email us. You know we love to read any and all emails, so please write in. Once again, our email is in.our.defense.podcast @gmail.com. And our Instagram is, you want to take it away?
In Our Defense Pod.
Not podcast. Anyways, stay safe out there, everybody. Do not go see your grandparents. Call them, though, because they could use a call. Stay indoors. This has been Claire and her friend. Bye.
Bye.